Lord God, give us, your people, the wisdom to see your purpose and the openness to hear your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening hymn this morning was Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. I think it's just a gorgeous hymn. And the second verse we sang, Lo, at his feet lay thy burden of carefulness. Does that resonate with anyone? Does anyone carry a burden of carefulness? High on his heart, he will bear it for thee. Again, we see that heart come through. Comfort thy sorrows and answer thy prayerfulness, guiding thy steps as may best for thee be. I'd like to focus on the comforting thy sorrows. In Isaiah 40, the prophecy is just that. Comfort ye my people. Who here among us needs comfort above anything else today? Comfort. Perhaps someone in our family we bear a burden for. They're the ones who need comfort, but we bear the burden as well. And so I thought we'd begin this reflection time with 4 minutes and some odd seconds of Handel's Messiah taken directly from this passage, and be open to the comfort that this brings to you.
Valley. Pali shall be exalted. Shall be exalted. Shall be exalted. Shall be exalted. And every mountain and hill may know the crooked straight and the rough places plain. The crooked straight, the crooked straight, the rough places
Prophet Isaiah, in the 66 chapters of that prophetic book, chapters 1 through 39, and this is, remember, chapter 40 that we just heard from, were themes of judgment and warning. It carried the prophetic theme of condemnation, because Israel had been unfaithful. Chapters 40 through 66 have a messianic theme, one of consolation. And what a beautiful way to open that up. Comfort ye, my people. Again, I believe that God intends to bring comfort to us even in the most unlikely circumstances. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus. Ultimately, it's about the glory of God. The valleys are going to be filled in. Can you imagine the scope, the scale of this engineering project? Is it going to kick up some dust? Mountains made low, rough places plain. Of course, it's all a word picture, is it not, of the great King coming with salvation. I had a picture, you might have seen it, in preparation for the G20 summit in Japan. They shut down a major auto route into the city. I think there was like 20 lanes, and it was completely empty. It's going to be something like that when Jesus comes. Jesus has come, and when he returns in his fullness, it'll be an amazing, amazing day. Everyone shall see it together. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might. His arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. It's going to be a great and awesome day. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. Is this word of comfort needed in this world today? What's needed more? With this message of comfort, a message of salvation. It's interesting to see the words used in this prophetic word. One of the words that I didn't quite understand was, it says that God has paid Jerusalem double for her sins. And I thought, what's that? And the word double there is like double over. And so the image, again, another word picture, is that the sin is covered perfectly with penalty. Do you see that? Jerusalem has paid double for her sins. She has meted out the penalty for her disobedience. And there's a new day. There's a new day coming. And that Zion herself, Jerusalem herself, is called to be the herald of this good news, the one that was chastised. So I've chosen the title of my sermon today to be, Is Your Name Herald? And I hope that all of us could go from here today saying, yeah, my name's Harold. Me too. You? Yeah, my name's Harold. That we too would be herald of good tidings, heralds of the comfort that Jesus has brought to us and that we can offer to others. This heralding, I think, is a theme throughout all the readings today. The Apostle Paul in the Acts of the Apostles is a herald. He stands up when he's asked in the synagogue, do you have a word of exhortation for us? And he stood up and was a herald. He spoke the good tidings about Jesus. John the Baptist, very clearly, a herald. He grew up in the wilderness, just waiting for the time to come. A miraculous conception and birth for his mother Elizabeth, who is Mary's cousin. Do you hear something going on there? God's at work because he wants to bring good tidings to creation. He wants to announce that it's time to be restored to their creator. He needs us to understand that ourselves. And I hope that after this day, none of us will use the word lucky anymore. I was so lucky to find that parking spot. You know what? I got the last ticket. Not the moving violation, but the last ticket to the concert. I was so lucky. Or, you're so lucky. I don't want to be lucky. As followers of Jesus, I want to be blessed. That's our vocabulary. That's the vocabulary of the redeemed. Blessed. I am so blessed. Last Sunday, I was so blessed. We were so blessed. So in so many ways. But as we looked up Sunday morning, it was cold and windy and cloudy and wet. And some among us were down at the park preparing for a picnic. Have you ever been in that situation where you're wondering whether to call the event or not? It's a tough place to be. And as they set up, the wind blew and the clouds came in and they looked up. I can just see them. And then the sun came out. And it was glorious. We were blessed. God shone upon us. Sometimes it seems we're reticent to use that vocabulary, and I wonder why. Why wouldn't we say we're blessed? We're blessed beyond measure. It's Canada Day, and there are so many blessings simply living in this country. Are we heralds? Are we heralds of these good tidings? Are we free to be heralds? Again, throughout the scriptures, it's given verbal emphasis. You know, there's a saying that, live the gospel and use words when you must. Well, it seems here that words are very important. Is your name Harold? Would you be willing to go from here with sort of a recommitment to be a herald of the good tidings that God has made known to us, and not just to us, but to everyone, in bringing comfort? Who needs comfort in your household, in your extended family? Does your neighbor need comfort? Are you in a book club? Are you aware that someone in your book club needs comfort? And sometimes it feels awkward, because you don't know if it's appropriate to ask someone who is going through a difficult time. But why not just simply ask them? Would it be all right if I asked how you are? Because I'm aware, fill in the blank. I asked my neighbor who was waiting for a test. He knew that there was a tumor in him, a cancerous tumor, and he was waiting for a test to know the extent of that tumor. And I said, would it be okay, Ernie, if I asked you about this as it unfolds? He says, yes, that'd be fine. And so now when I see him, I ask him, not every time. Joanne and I desire to provide some sort of comfort. The first signs that he was weakened was that his garden, which is so manicured, I thought he had a prosthesis as a clipper when we first moved in, because whenever I saw him, he was trimming and clipping, and he would yell over, welcome to the rainforest, because you got to trim and clip. Have you ever seen someone in your neighborhood where their garden has gone a little rough, a little overgrown? What does that signal? Well, it signaled that our neighbor was not well. And so we asked, could we help out with the gardening? And they've hired a company to come in and do that. But there are still ways to bring comfort and express care. We want to be heralds to our excellent neighbors, heralds of the comfort of God. Lift up your voice. Do not fear. Do not fear offending if your desire is to be a herald of good tidings. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. So my hope would be that you would know consolation today. There's an opportunity to pray after communion. Seek prayer. However you might seek that. And then, could we then be committed to then being consolation to others? It appears to me that this is part of the glory of God, and revealing the glory of God. This shepherd who will feed his flock, gather the lambs, carry them, and gently lead. Is your name Harold?